Head to netsuite.com/briefing now for their one-of-a-kind flexible financing program.
Hello from CNN, I'm Jo Beck, with the five things you need to know for Wednesday, November 8th. Abortion rights advocates got a major win in Tuesday's elections in parts of the country, which may give Democrats a glimmer of hope ahead of the 2024 presidential election. In Kentucky, Governor Andy Beshear defeated his Republican challenger, who had the backing of former President Donald Trump and Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, in a race where abortion rights were a flashpoint. In Virginia, Democrats kept control of the state Senate and flipped the House of Delegates. And in Ohio, voters decided they wanted a constitutionally protected right to abortion. CNN's Kyung La has more from Columbus.
Abortion rights will be enshrined in Ohio's state constitution. That is the result here in Ohio. According to CNN projections, it is the first Republican state to take such a move. And this was a hard battle fought on both sides of what's known as issue one. I actually saw a woman burst into tears. It was jubilation as those results were read. Now, the supporters of issue one say that they won by trying to keep this as nonpartisan an issue as possible, urging voters that this was about keeping government out of their lives.
Those electoral wins will be welcome news for the Democrats after a week of dispiriting polls, including one from CNN that shows President Joe Biden could face an uphill battle to beat Trump to the White House. We're 1 year out from the presidential election, and that poll shows Trump narrowly leads Biden 49% to 45% among registered voters, with a margin of error of roughly 3%. It shows that Biden's re-election chances are being hit hard by negative approval ratings, a sense of things going poorly in the US, diminishing support from key voter blocs, and a widespread sense that he's just not up to the job. Neither candidate really has much room for growth either. 51% of voters nationwide say there's no chance they'd vote for Biden, and just 4% of voters aren't supporting him right now, but say there's a chance they could in the future. As for Trump, 48% said they definitely wouldn't vote for him, and only 2% that aren't currently backing him said they would consider it. Israel's prime minister says his country's forces are now operating inside Gaza City. It comes as Israeli officials try to walk back comments Benjamin Netanyahu made this week when he said his country would have the, quote, overall security responsibility for the Gaza Strip. Many interpreted that as meaning Israel may consider reoccupying parts or all of Gaza. But an Israeli spokesperson later clarified what that meant.
We're not talking about any sort of ongoing occupation of the Gaza Strip. Once again, we want the Gazans to rule themselves, and we think there'll be an international effort for that.
I can't believe I have to say this, but Palestinian people are not disposable.
That was Michigan Democrat's Rashida Tlaib, delivering an emotional speech after the House voted to censure her over comments criticizing Israel and supporting Palestinians. The GOP-led resolutions were voted through 234 to 188, with four Republicans voting against it and 22 Democrats supporting it. Tlaib is the first Palestinian-American woman to serve in Congress, and she says people are trying to silence her.
The idea that criticizing the government of Israel is anti-Semitic sets a very dangerous precedent.
Coming up, we'll tell you who People magazine have named as their sexiest man alive. People magazine has named actor Patrick Dempsey as this year's sexiest man alive. He's known to many as McDreamy for his role as Derek Shepherd on the ABC drama Grey's Anatomy, and he was announced as People's Choice last night on Jimmy Kimmel Live. But not everyone was impressed. Take a listen to him describing how his family reacted to the news.
They laughed quite
hard. They did.
They were like, no, seriously, who is it?
That's all for now. I'll be back with our next episode, which drops at 9 a.m. Eastern.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.